Do you like to take road trips? Well, whether you do or not, get ready, because that's what God is calling all of us to do. And the travel's not going to necessarily be easy. Last week, on the first Sunday of Lent, we traveled with Jesus in the desert, a desolate place. This week, we are climbing the mountain with our Lord. And in the first reading today, Abram is called by God to set out on a very long, treacherous journey to a new land. And all of this travel in the scriptures, of course, is done without modern transportation. The first reading from the book of Genesis always reminds me of a personal experience I had years ago, and how I made a decision based on listening to the voice of God. It was foundational for all my other discernments after that. I was a young priest, about only 5 years ordained, and working in a high school in Chattanooga, and I get a call out of the blue from the rector of the seminary where I had attended. He was telling me how things were going since I graduated, and as he was going on, I kind of got an inkling that maybe he had an agenda. And that was, in my suspicion, that he was going to ask me, of all people, to return to work as a priest at the seminary. So I started thinking of lots of reasons why I was going to say absolutely not if he were to ask me. The seminary is north of Chicago, and so, of course, I would say, it's too cold and winter lasts too long up there. I love Tennessee, I love working with youth, and of course, all my family is in Tennessee. I'd be too far away. I love our mountains, and the Midwest, as beautiful as it is flat. So the biggest reason I had in my mind was I'm too young. I don't have the experience, the maturity, or the wisdom to minister to seminarians. However, the priest, who was very wise, asked me not a direct question, will you come to work at the seminary? But he asked me, would you pray to the Lord about the possibility of serving as a priest here on faculty? How can I say no to an invitation to prayer? So I said yes and went on a retreat. And during those days of retreat was at Mass, and one of them was today. The readings for Mass were exactly what we just heard today. I was paying attention and listening to Jesus and went into that retreat with a very simple yet direct question. Lord, do you want me to return to Mundelein Seminary to serve as a priest? And the words that I heard were, during that Mass, the Lord said to Peter, go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to a land I will show you. And also in the Gospel, rise and do not be afraid. As I heard these words, my heart started pounding and tears started welling up in my eyes because I felt that God was truly giving me a clear answer. And so I knew that I had to say yes, which I did, and got permission to leave beautiful East Tennessee for a period of 3 years to serve on the formation faculty at the seminary. It was a challenging yet amazing experience that enriched my life and strengthened my priesthood. For each one of us, Lent is meant to be not so much a physical journey to a new place, but a spiritual journey. And I see a wonderful parallel between these two kinds of journeys. Abram had to leave the world behind and have the courage to go on this great adventure. We, by choosing to exercise the three Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, leave our normal world behind and have the courage and fortitude to follow Jesus into the desert and up the mountain. Along the way, we get initiated and learn how to navigate new territory and deal with unforeseen challenges. We will get encouragement along the way, like Peter, James, and John did when they saw our Lord transfigured on the mountain, which was a glimpse of the resurrection. But then, like them, we have to go down and continue the arduous trek. Every follower of Jesus Christ concludes the journey on another high ground called Calvary. And every small suffering along the way is preparing us for the great suffering of the cross. Ultimately, we must be willing to die with Jesus Christ so that God the Father will give us the great gift of the resurrection. All of this reminds me of what Bishop Robert Barron calls the terrible and wonderful law of the gift. The more you give away what you love, the more your being is enhanced.